Blog Talk Radio.
I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
A lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around, it's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP
Radio.
Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to a brand new episode of DDP Radio Live right here at DDPRadio.com. Per usual, my name is Michael D. Mullins, broadcasting live from the DDP Radio Megaplex in beautiful Raleigh, North Carolina, and you're going to have to forgive me, my voice is already going again. I'm going to skip my big elaborate intro and just beam myself on top of the building and then climb the rung by rung by rung, and I look out to the great white north, and on top of the mountain, on top of the mountain, on top of the mountain, on top of Mount Ontario is a cabin with a bright, burning red beam emanating from the windows, and DDP Radio Tower connects the beam, and Crystal Stewart holds the beam, wrestles the beam down, pulls it down from the sky, and shoots it off into Wonderland. And that's how DDP Radio happens. Crystal, how are you, my friends?
I was just thinking, you know, neither one of us are very coordinated, so I'd probably knock the beam over and then burn my cabin to the ground. I'm good.
I'm glad to be here. I'm going to try to keep my energy up best I can. I'm still a little bit under the weather. I remember last week I kind of had no voice, and I told you at the head of the show, I'm like, I don't know. I think I've got allergies or something, losing my voice. And I jokingly said it was from singing the Wilson Phillips karaoke 17 times that night. But I remember saying to you before getting off the air, I said, oh, don't worry about it. I'm sure it's nothing. Well, it was COVID. Got diagnosed with COVID again. This is my third bout of it since all this happened. And this one by far kicked my ass the hardest. And I was telling you right off air that I missed a really cool concert I was hoping to go to.
Yeah.
And it's like not a big deal or anything, just the concert full of 150 people. REM reunites on stage that night for the first time in 17 years. And that's all I've been reading ever since. So yeah, no worries whatsoever.
Oh man, that sucks.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling better now, so I should be fine. My voice is a little bit weak and a little bit tired, but for the most part, I'm feeling pretty good. And we had DDP Radio scheduled tonight, and it is Valentine's Day. I want to wish my beautiful wife a happy Valentine's Day. And I asked her before the show, I said, Katie, I got to do the show. I got to go to work. Got to go do DDP Radio. That's what we do on Wednesday nights. Is it okay? Because I know it's weird talking to some other woman on Valentine's Day. And Katie said, peace and quiet. It's a Valentine's Day miracle. And she threw some confetti in the air and shut me in my room over here. So, but happy Valentine's Day to my wife. And, of course, Crystal, I'm sure for you as well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure that we do Valentine's Day much different than everyone else in the world, but you know, yeah, we just try and spend it together. And I mean, if that all pans out, that's good. But we have kids writing exams and snakes and, oh, God, it's just been a crazy day.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have to remember the true reason for Valentine's Day is not all that other stuff. It's all about expensive presents. And that's what matters, right?
Right. And chocolate.
All right. And chocolate. Oh boy. Thank you very much. I
You're welcome.
I got a big honking Reese's thing that I've been eyeballing. Like, it's been challenging me. I'm like, I cannot eat you. We're like I'm having a one-way argument with that giant Reese's. So, but we'll do our best. Without any further ado, though, I know that you've been hard at work, putting together some great shows for us week after week and always coming with the good stuff. Last show we had was awesome. I enjoyed that one as well. And I was thinking back and I'm like, oh my God, it's been a week since the last show. For some reason, it feels like an eternity since I've been here. I guess being sick will do that to you. But I'm ready for that recharge of motivation, of that inspiration. And what we do here is tell stories. And we try to share and inspire people through the victories, the struggles, people's stories. That's where you find inspiration. It's an endless well of inspiration. So without any further ado, like I said 15 times and then added further ado, can you tell us who we have tonight to feature sure. on this week's Warrior of the Week?
Absolutely. So this week we welcome Charlene Griffith to the show. So the path to anything meaningful is not a straight shot. It resembles more like a roller coaster. There are ups and downs, curves, and times when you absolutely feel like you are going to crash. Throughout this entire journey, you know what you do. You show up. Anyways, you do the work. When you start anything new, you are not graced with a story of how the journey is going to go or how it's going to end. You are just tasked with making decisions and valuing yourself enough to show up. That is your first victory, deciding you are worth the effort and the change. Welcome to the show, Charlene, and congratulations on becoming this week's Warrior of the Week and a member of the Class of 2024.
Great honor to be here.
Hi, Charlene.
We appreciate you coming on with us.
It is a great honor.
All right. Well, congratulations. And, it's pretty easy. We kind of call it in the ring. We get to know each other on the air. There's no set path or plan. But one question we always start out with, every superhero, every warrior, every great human being has to have an origin story. What is the circumstances that brought you to the point where you decided to take on this challenge of starting DDPY? Where were you? Who are you? And how'd you get here?
Well, I first started in 2021. A best friend of mine, Derek Reeves, he's a level one instructor going on level two. He's actually here with me.
Hi, Derek.
In a deep hole, I was a CNA medical assistant and a home health care aide and a mother and taking care of my mom. And my dad passed away 8 years ago. I was taking care of him too. And I hurt my knee doing a home health case. And I just picked up the weight, having the kids. And I just got really sick. And Derek came to me and said, hey, I have a class on high blood pressure pills for my job. I was always working 24/7 anymore and taking care of my kids, my husband, my mom, whole house full, and sometimes working two jobs. And I just got down, depressed, and COVID hit. So I came to class. I almost had to have knee surgery. And doing DDP changed my life, and I got real sick in 2022. Ended up in the hospital. Thought I was going to die because of COVID. And prayed, got out, did more DDP, got off of blood pressure pills completely. And didn't have to have knee surgery and worked up myself, got out of the medical field, started a different career, and keep pushing forward and taking care of my mom, working, and taking care of four dogs, a cat, eight people in my household.
Wow. Wow. You know, that's incredible. And it's a familiar story around here. We have a lot of people that come through and talk to us on DDP Radio of they have all this responsibility and all these people that depend on them to the point where their own health ends up suffering. And it is that whole conversation of who can you help if you can't keep yourself healthy? You know, if you're useless to everyone else around you, if you can't focus on your own health too. And some people have a war with themselves over, I've got so much else to do, I can't really focus on me. But that selfishness of taking care of yourself, which isn't selfish at all, but that's a priority before you can help anybody else. And it seems like something you were struggling with at first, trying to make sure the whole world is saved before you save yourself.
Yeah.
So when you got sick and you had all this stuff kind of crashing down on you, things getting hard, and COVID was a nightmare for so many of us the past few years, was it just a change that was it a flip of a switch, or was it something you really had to kind of just work on making sure that, you know, you were taking care of yourself and focusing on your own health?
Just more focusing on my health, like just to recover, get out, get myself back on track, make sure I'm eating actually too. I'm still having that problem of not eating enough, but trying to get there.
You know what? A lot of people say that, you know, the workouts might be challenging, but the food aspect of it is very, very hard. And I mean, it's just one of those things. You find out what works for you more through trial and error than anything else.
100% true.
Yeah.
So when you're trying to, undertake this whole shift in your life, when you first started getting down on the mat, was it something that came easy to you, or did you find something like DDPY was very foreign to how you usually worked out?
It was a little difficult, but I was used to it because I did Beachbody before, but I love this a lot more.
And I mean,
and it gets
the the no impact is a huge bonus because I started out with Beachbody as well. So I know how I felt versus doing Beachbody versus doing DDPY. So I know now just what I was missing out on.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. The no impact is such a big deal. And you know, I worked, you know, my whole family worked in the healthcare industry, both basically on those hospital floors and those doctor floors. Those are hard concrete, usually floors, tile floors. And that will take a real just damage to your joints and your body after a long time. And I don't know anybody who's still in the healthcare industry that doesn't have some kind of hip replacement or knee replacement. How, how important was that to you doing the DDPY that really affected just the way you walk, the way you stand? Because after a while, you know, doing that CNA stuff for a while, it's got to be brutal on your body.
Oh, yes, it was, especially 60 patients a night. Yeah, oh. Yourself, because another person called off on you or didn't want to do their job.
Wow,
that's
crazy.
It was hard.
So getting out of that industry, do you find your body kind of, feeling better, snapping back to its normal self, or is it something you're still dealing with?
Yeah, it's getting back to its normal self. Still a little here and there, the knee tricks a little bit, but it's actually 90% there.
I mean, I think, it's ironic because the hardest pill to take for a lot of caregivers is self-care. And it's so strange to see just the transformation when they come out of a career where they are spending so much time looking after everyone else but themselves. And I mean, it's, wow, it's got to be such a huge mountain to climb sometimes.
Yes, it is 100%. Because I'm still taking care of my mom, too, so she doesn't have to go into a nursing home or anything.
Oh, bless your heart.
So, you know, coming through all of this, how has your mentality changed? A lot of people, you know, talk about how, you know, doing the DDPY and feeling better and stuff will be a shift mentally to you as well. How have you found yourself mentally in mood and just, you know, overall demeanor since feeling better physically and, you know, doing the DDPY regularly?
Mentally, it helped a lot because I lost my daughter 13 years ago in January 21st. January 21st of 2011 and lost her January 22nd, 2011. So since I've been doing DDPY, it's been actually helping cope with her loss more because I actually did dedicated workouts on her birthday for her so I wouldn't get emotional breakdown cry.
Wow. I'm so sorry to hear that. I can't imagine, you know, going through that. And then, you know, if you have all this on your plate, you probably never really got a chance to properly deal with all of it as well. So it's one of those things that your body just, you know, it absorbs the trauma and the grief and you don't know where to put it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even imagine. Sorry, go ahead, Charlene.
It mentally helps me cope with her loss each and every year without breaking down and not taking care of myself.
Obviously, we have a pretty good support system around here, people in the community that really just, you know, care about each other and look after each other. How has the community been, you know, while you're going through all this? Obviously, you know, you've met people who's present at mm-hmm. company. How has the community aspect, you know, changed your workouts, your life, and, you know, found something to lean on when you're dealing with these type of, you know, grief and trauma?
Felt a lot telling me that I could do it and push through. And there's better things out in the world. And just keep on pushing.
It's not always easy to apply, though. So it's always great to have that consistent feedback. And I think, wow, I came across to you doing some research for the show. And, yeah, I was reading up on you. And it was just really inspiring that, you know, you've known what it's like to be hurt or overwhelmed or busy or whatever the case may be, and now you're working through all of that. And I mean, that's inspiring.
Yep, and every day is a new day. You just get up and push and get out there.
I agree.
You know, obviously, it's something that you can't explain to someone how you feel, and unfortunately, nobody can really understand until it happens to them, and you wouldn't want that to happen to your worst enemy. But
uh-huh.
when you start, you know, you there are people in the community who have had similar things, and that's one of the things that I find so empowering about this community is no matter what's going on with me personally, usually there's a few people around that you can relate to or find some kind of, you know, common ground with. And, you know, a lot of people hook up with those people and link up and they push each other and they work out together and they form friendships and bonds. you know, do you have people in the community that you've really, you know, kind of tied yourself to, and you guys keep each other accountable, or workout partners, or what? You know, there's a lot of great camaraderie here in the DDPY community.
Yes, and I did. One is my instructor, Derek Reeves. Brian Tan and his wife has been amazing.
Where are you, Charlene? Are you in Georgia?
No, I'm actually in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. I'm not really good at all the area codes yet, so.
Yeah, Crystal is from Canada, so basically the United States is just like a mass to her. It's all one thing. We're all the United States. That's
right?
I always joke around with Crystal that, like, if I meet somebody from Canada, I'll be like, oh, do you know Crystal Stewart? As if, like, they all just, like, get together on Sunday and, like, meet up and talk. They're like, oh, the meeting of the Canadians.
Yeah, we meet at the giant igloo.
bring the Tim Hortons and I'll be there.
Right.
So what are you doing for workouts now? Are you pretty consistent, or is there a certain amount of workouts you do, or what do you enjoy, you know, for the DDPY workouts in your average week?
Then I restarted today, and I got 2 workouts in today. About 7 workouts, possibly a week, or I could have more. But if I have 5, try to push for more.
Awesome. So you mentioned that you're no longer, you know, doing the CNA gig. Is there something that you've moved on to, or are you kind of working towards something, or just kind of figuring yourself out right now, like goal-wise?
I actually work at a mall at Victoria's
Secret.
Awesome.
Pink.
For all major men's and everything else. And I'm a good sales on the sales floor.
You didn't trade in those hard floors though, did you?
No.
Those mall floors are brutal.
Yeah.
Charlene, could you tell me, what does CNA mean?
Certified Nursing Assistant.
Oh, I wasn't sure. We call it something different here, so I wasn't entirely sure.
Well, you know, I don't know how close you are to the management, but I'd like to file a complaint because I submitted myself for the Victoria's Secret calendar a couple of years ago, and they never called me back, and I was very offended by that. I had my wings and everything.
Oh, good God. Oh man.
Yeah. I'm Victoria's Secret. They keep me in a warehouse locked up and just like a monster just wrapped.
Actually, coming June and July, we're opening up a new store, too.
Oh, gosh.
See, we usually at least get halfway through the show before we let it go off the rails. So we're ahead of schedule this time.
Oh, God.
So you started in 2021, which is just the epicenter of the COVID. Like, you're already in lockdown. The place was pretty much closed off. The entire world's closed off. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, struggled during that time. They let themselves go. And some people use that time to just really get their lives in order and fix themselves and better themselves and lose weight. I kind of did both, depending on what month it was. But you really took that time to, like, start, you know, getting all in on the workouts and focusing on that. With the COVID lockdowns and everything, and you've got, you know, people at home that depend on you, and you don't want to, you know, sickness is all over the place. Did you find starting this in the COVID era to be helpful or more difficult?
Actually, a lot helpful, because I was actually out in the field working it at first.
That's
a rough time to be in in the medical field, especially with all the unknown at the time too. We're all figuring this out and just trying to, like, you know, I remember my wife's father, he left the medical industry at that time too. He was a couple of years away from retirement, and he's like working 60 hours a week and coming home just ragged and getting sick. And man, that was a brutal time. And I think a lot of people transitioned out of the field shortly after.
Yeah.
I mean, how prevalent is that down there now, though?
Like I said, I had it this week, and it wasn't the same as when I had it in 2001. It was, I didn't really worry at all. I just kind of just coasted through it. But, you know, we are having, you know, spouts of it here and there, you know, upticks. But, yeah, we have, they're going to be dry. I think the CDC said they're going to be downgrading the restrictions for people who have it this week too. So I think it's just something we're going to have to live with now and figure out as we go along. But it wasn't fun, though. I'll tell you that much.
No.
So
I don't
you
think
know,
it's going to go away.
Yeah, I think it's just something we're going to have to work around.
Right.
Absolutely. So, Charlene, you know, going forward, what do you want to do next? Like, what do you have for goals for, you know, is there a position that you want to try? Is it, you know, are there a workout that you want to master? Is there any kind of, you know, certification, or do you want to become an instructor? Like, what's going on with you and DDPY? Is there anything on the horizon you want to try? You're just going to kind of feeling it out, taking one day at a time.
Taking one day at a time, but one day I do want to probably be an instructor. But taking it one day at a time, because I had to back down to just advanced again because advanced plus was too hard.
That's okay, though.
Well, yeah, you gotta read your body, and you gotta read, you know, that's a really good being self enough aware to be like, I need to step back a little bit. Like, that's a really good important quality to have.
Because I didn't want to blow out my knee again.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, that sounds like a hell of a reason. You know, that's so your knee is feeling better. You for the most part, when you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing, your knee, you said you don't have to get the knee surgery after all right now. Is the pain manageable?
Yeah, a lot manageable from before.
What is life? Sorry, I think I stepped on everyone's toes there.
No, I think it was me.
No, I'm sorry. I was just saying, so, you know, is this something that you're pretty much going to be able to manage through or through? Is it something down the line you're going to have to address? And, you know, what has your life been like post-pain? Like, now that things are under control, have you gotten kind of a freedom back that you didn't really have when you were struggling so much with the pain in your knee?
Yeah, because I get to have a little bit more energy and race around with the kids and do my circles around the mall like crazy.
You know, that's the most important thing. You know, if pretty much everyone who has kids at some point says that's their motivation, to make sure that they're there for their kids and can keep up with the kids. And that's a hell of a noble reason. You know, people ask, what's your reason? That's a good one right there. And not to mention that, you know, example you're setting for them, you know, being able to say, like, listen, I was in a rough spot and I was beaten up physically, mentally, and I really dug deep and showed that I can do it. I mean, that's a hell of an example to set.
Yeah, especially with my youngest with basketball. I've been shooting hoops with him so he could get better.
Well,
that's
there
amazing.
You go. That's I mean, that's fun. I bet, how old is your little one with playing basketball?
He's going to be 10.
10? I bet you he could beat me on my best. He could beat me on my best day. I am the worst basketball player you've ever seen in your life. I could call an Uber and they could come and bring me the net and put it in front of me like a dinner plate and I'd still miss. Yeah. I bet you anything, if we set up a game for charity, DDP charity, Mike Mullins one-on-one with your 10-year-old, he would probably beat me 30-1. And being in one is generous.
Good news.
But anyways, no, that's awesome that you're able to participate now, because it's really hard when you're getting older. You know, you want to be there for your kids, and when they're getting older and growing up, and you know, what's the dream? Is you always go out there and you throw a ball with the kids or play basketball with the kids or participate in their lives. And when you've got such pain like that, it really makes it hard to be an active participant. And, you know, it's pretty amazing that you've been able to kind of rehab yourself to the point where you're able to just get out there and play again. Like a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when I was a kid, when I was 3 years old, I started to be a baton twirler up until I was in my 20s.
Me too.
What did you? I missed. It broke out up until your 20s. What?
I was a baton twirler.
Oh wow! Oh, that's like the marching band style, or was it cheerleading?
Yeah.
Or is it marching band?
Marching band, the metal stick that you twirl and spin around and do flips with.
Wow. That's crazy. So did you do it like with the school, or was it just like, are there freelance marching band battles like they do in the rap battle, like Eminem in the movie, like just getting into quality, slamming some spinning and.
I was actually in the marching band and I was in a local baton twirling company.
Wow. Now that's one of those things that like, I'm like, oh yeah, I could spin a baton. And then you see somebody who can actually do it. And it's like, oh no, I can't do anything. Those people are like insane. were you one of those people that would just.
The best was twirling fire.
Twirling fire. I think that's my new wrestling name. Twirling fire, Mike Mullins. So wow, that's crazy. I've never talked to a baton. Is that the technical term for it? Twirler.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. And so, I'm sure it takes quite a bit of athleticism and a lot of bit of balance and coordination. And mm-hmm. Is that something that you kind of, probably when you got down to the mat, you've been doing all this stuff for all this time, you probably had some of that instinctual, just, balance, coordination, timing, ready to roll.
Yeah, I actually brought it back whenever I couldn't do it. And I was like, it's amazing. I could do my twirling again, because one day I want to be a baton twirler instructor too.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing. So, what's the goal there? Like, get with a marching band and like, a school or something and be like a teacher instructor type of thing. Is that
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. That's really cool. That's such a unique, when you hear people say like, it's a unique talent to have. And, I bet that, finding somebody who can teach that and is good at it like that is probably a pretty cool gig. So, going forward, when you're doing your DDPY instructions and baton twirling in the Olympics, I don't know if it's an Olympic sport or not, but you'll have to come back and give an exclusive interview to DDP Radio about the U.S. Olympic baton twirling team. And you'd be like, all right, well, if it is, let me handle all the endorsements. I'll take my 70% cut and I'll make sure that take care of the rest of the crew, and we'll do everything. We'll market Charlene batons. We'll put the logo on them. We'll sell them on the stand.
Good Lord.
Printing money. You mentioned what's the guy's name? Who you're with right now that really got you into DDPY? I missed that at the beginning.
Derek Reeves.
Horrible.
Derek Reeves.
So, how did he, you know, inspire you to start doing this? Is it something you just kind of witnessed him doing, and you're like, wow, that looks, you know, cool? Or is it something he pushed you to try? You know, it's always so cool when you come into it through somebody else, because you can't help be inspired when you see somebody having that kind of success with it.
Well, he was one of my best friends from wrestling, because he was on our local wrestling crew, taking down the ring and everything. So he's like, he's seen me struggle and stuff. He's like, hey, I'm doing a class. I'm teaching class. Come down and take my class. So I did.
Well, I mean, was he good? So let's get a review from the class. Let's give him a plug. So anybody who wants to check out one of his classes can check it out. We need Charlene's review of the class.
It's amazing. It's every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6:30. It's called Ace of Spades Fitness. It's located in Shelley, Pennsylvania.
Awesome. Now, did you guys both wrestle? You guys, you know, work in the indies, or what's up with that?
It was indies, he said.
Awesome.
That was just a fan.
That was a sorry. I'm having horrible connection issues here. I'm sorry.
Right.
I was a fan. And he was ring crew. Yeah.
Went. You always went what? I apologize. I'm having the worst connection issue right now.
I always went to the wrestling shows and stuff.
Awesome. So were you a wrestling fan growing up? Were you aware of DDP ahead of time, and you follow him from way back when?
Yeah.
It's so funny because when I started here with DDP Radio and, you know, when I first started, there's probably about 200 people doing DDPY. There's nobody here. And whenever you talk to someone who is in DDPY, it was always, they were always wrestling fans. Everyone came into this through wrestling. And then after a while, I started realizing like 10 years later, like half the people don't even know DDP is a wrestler. They know him from DDPY. And it's crazy to see things shift over the time, but it's also cool because you get to talk to a lot of wrestling people around here and wrestling fans. And growing up a wrestling fan, you know, when you see another wrestling fan in the wild, I always say it's like, you know, like that Blind Melon music video where the bee girl finds the other bee people, and it's just like, oh, wrestling people. So it's always cool to have that connection to the wrestling world.
Yep, I grew up with it.
So you guys were
in
Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Did you guys go to the spec? Would you go to the Spectrum type of thing in Philly, or was that or is it an ECW thing, or?
No, Pittsburgh area.
Pittsburgh. Okay, Bruno's territory. I'm probably dating myself, Bruno Sammartino, but. Oh, well, that's pretty cool. Now, do you still watch wrestling, or are you kind of moved on from it? Or
I don't really watch it much now on TV. I don't, because I don't have time. But I go to our local wrestling shows around.
Awesome. How often do you see people in the wrestling show between, you know, the class you took right there? But, I mean, you go to a wrestling show now, and everyone – there does DDPY. It's so weird to see because it's, 10 years ago here when I started, nobody was doing it. And now you have a wrestling show and people are warming up with it in the locker room. It's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
our local wrestling company, he actually does it. And I was like, you need to put me in the ring one day. He's like, well, you need to come train.
That sounds like a challenge. Are we going to set up an angle right now? So did you ever have any desire to train in wrestling, or is it something you always just saw yourself as a fan because, you know, you have the connection to the business and you've already taken a class with them? Might as well start taking bumps.
I actually want to get in the ring and train.
Oh, wow. That's a hell of a goal. That's pretty cool. Now,
because my brother used to be a wrestler.
So is that something you're legitimately, like, going to try?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You said your brother used to be a wrestler?
Yeah, he used to be a wrestler, and he's a tiny little thing, and I used to flop him around like it was tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow. Well, that's pretty cool. You're going to have to come back and let us know if you start training or if you start wrestling and stuff, because that's pretty awesome. Now, if you think about it, the journey you've taken in the past few years from, you know, the one career being, you know, broken down physically, your knee screwed up and you start working out, you're getting healthier, you're finding yourself in a new place in life and new aspirations and new goals. And probably a few years ago, pro wrestling wasn't even on the table, but now it's something that you're legitimately looking to pursue. And that's a huge physical and mental transformation if I've ever seen one.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm excited, but I didn't do it.
Well, I'm excited to see where that takes you and the path you take with that. And next time you find yourself training or something, make sure to let us know, and we'll have you back on and chat you up again and see how that's going and follow up with your journey. But before we get out of here, before we start wrapping up, do you have anyone you wanted to shout out personally? Any kind of people you wanted to call out for good or bad, thank them, or maybe just cut a promo on them or something? Before we start wrapping up, I'll give you the floor to say hi to some people.
Just Derek Reese, who's with me, Brian Tan, Stephanie Kelly, and Jason Henry has been amazing, great team to work with.
Wow, that's a great group of people.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, this is just the beginning. I'm sure we're going to have a lot more down the line from you. And you seem to be in a place of change and growth and excitement, and future's wide open. So I wish you the best, and I can't wait to have you come back on and update us on how the whole process of training and all that is going. But I wanted to thank you for coming on and chatting with us here tonight. It's been a fun conversation, and I didn't go too far off the rails, so that's a plus. But I will be writing a strongly worded letter until I get my picture on the top of that Victoria's Secret billboard.
Good Lord.
You're going to have to pass my information to the higher-ups. Tell them Mike Mullins is pissed. That photo shoot was not cheap.
They actually thinking about maybe put me as a manager too later on. So,
oh, like a wrestling manager?
No, as Victoria's Secret manager.
Oh, Victoria's Secret manager. Yeah, well, you drive my pictures up to the higher ups. You tell them this guy is the next big thing in lingerie and modeling. So,
don't do it.
Well, first of all, I'd like to apologize to all the listeners who had to vision me in a lingerie photo shoot. So I think we're probably going to have to start wrapping things up before the Blog Talk Radio heavies come in and shut us down. So, well, thank
That's
you guys
so
much for checking in with us. And I appreciate it, Charlene. You were fun to talk to, and thank you for being our Warrior of the Week. Congratulations. And, you know, I'm excited to see where things go.
Okay.
Well, Crystal, thank you so much.
Yes.
We appreciate you I know you had some connection issues too, Crystal. I apologize for that. I have no idea what's happening. I'm not even showing up on the screen. Oh, there I am. We're having some technical issues here tonight, so I apologize. But without any further ado, I think it's time for us to do the world famous Crystal Stewart quote of the week, and then we'll wrap things up and on to next week.
Yeah, absolutely. So this week's quote is by Earl Nightingale, and work never killed anyone. It's worry that does the damage. And the worry would disappear if we just settle down and do the work.
I like it. I like it. All right. Thank you so much, Crystal. And thank you so much, Charlene Griffith. Congratulations on this week's Warrior of the Week and for crushing it. And we'll be back next week with a brand new episode of DDP Radio. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there who are celebrating. I will accept cash, chocolate, and valuable and lavish gifts if you want to send them my way. But until then,
Lord,
we'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you guys so much. I'm a big dumb animal, folks, but we'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great week.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.